Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is Saturday, November 30th, 2013. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship, so welcome, everyone, and I'm glad you're here. Your spirit and body are going to enjoy especially that trip to the Lightship. We have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. If you have any questions or requests for healings, please put them on the fast chat or write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now. And also, you may call in this evening if you would like to speak to Ron live on the air. Just a quick reminder that December 14th is a Saturday, and that's the beginning of the intensives for the month of December. That'll be the four-hour call from 1 to 5. I always forget if it's 12 or 1. And then the eight-hour calls will be the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of December. And if everyone would like, before Ron comes on the air, to pull up a picture of the light being, which you can access either on the BBS page or by going to creationlightship.com, and you'll see the beautiful light being there. And just open that up. When Ron comes on, he will activate that for all of us with peace energy before the show starts. And now I'll say hello and welcome Ron onto the air.
Hi, everybody. So ready for another wonderful BBS program. And we'll kind of do a takeoff from yesterday. And we'll be talking about the clone replicas. And if you had anything strange, paranormal, timelines, so that's what I'd like to talk about. If anybody would want to call in. And you can tell us about your personal paranormal experience with clones and your personal paranormal experience with timelines changing and seeing weird things. So let's activate the light beam. Here we go. And bring it up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And you mentioned last night, and we did have a very informative show last night, and in addition to, we talked a lot about clones and that kind of thing, but also near the end of the show, someone asked if there is an artificial now, and then a caller called in asking you to put our spirits on the now timeline so that, you know, each of us were on the now. And I thought that it might be interesting because that is sort of a complicated issue about being in the now and your spirit in the now and how to do that. Could you talk a little bit about that tonight? Maybe some people weren't on last night, too.
Yeah, your spirit's always in the now, but remember, the dark side does create a clone spirit of you. So if you are attempting to be in the now and you don't command your spirit to be in the now, then you're in the now time of the light of the darkness, and they will give you a spirit in the light of the darkness realm, then you won't really know the difference. You're thinking that you're in the now, but you're really in the beyondo. So you're in the now and the beyondo. The only way to be in the now on source energy is to work with your spirit directly, and all that is a command for your spirit, and it's as simple as that. Just that most people are just assuming that when you're in the now and you're out of time that you're in source energy, and that's not the case. That's why you always need to command your spirit, just like we have you do, and tell you about commanding your spirit to do the mind-to-heart drop with you, and also say for you as you do the counting. We normally count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring you away from mind energy in your head and go into your heart with those thoughts, and then you're connected to your spirit all the time during that process. So the whole thing is, you know, the education part is you command your spirit. Yes, always. If you don't command your spirit and you just think about doing it, then where are you? You're in the thinking land, and, you know, the La La Land of the Light of the Darkness, and you may think you're doing lots of stuff there, and thinking that you're connected to light, but you're not. You're strictly replicated in the light of the darkness, and the only way to get back into the true light is to work with your spirit, and you have to command your spirit. So hopefully that's understandable by all of you. If you have any questions, then please enter it on the fast chat or call in and ask a question in case you don't understand what I'm talking about. I'd be very happy to restate it even differently if that needs to be done, so you definitely understand what I'm talking about. Another thing that people are kind of wondering off and on, and I normally talk about this, but I don't always bring it forth the way I'm going to do it right now, but some people think that the light ship is working for them, and that they can command the light ship to do whatever they want. They can command the light beam on the monitor screen to do something for you. It only works through healing. The light ship does nothing for you whatsoever. So if you think, remember, some people think that the light ship, since we call it a ship, is Galactic Federation, okay? So right away, I can tell you it definitely is not Galactic Federation, has no ties to the Galactic Federation because it's source energy. It may have created some of the races in the Galactic Federation, but typically those races are going to be unknown to you because if you know about them, then they're in duality. So they're in the same boat that you are, even though they have spaceships that they fly around in. And so that's the whole process and the way I look at it. It's just very simple. So if you're thinking that the light ship is going to contact you at night and take you up on the light ship and do healing work on you, it will not do that. If you're on the conference calls, like the eight-hour calls, then yes, you're in quarantine, but you won't be contacted. They will not tell you information like channeling or anything like that because the light ship doesn't do that. It's strictly source energy, and it's here to clean your body out or ascension. That's what the clearings are for. So you don't want to pray to the light ship. They will not even honor your prayers or your request, only through a healing that you're doing on the website at that particular time. So if you do a clearing for, like, your emotions, then it will honor that and clean out your emotions. But it will not do anything for you as far as you ask it a favor, okay? So what does the light ship do? It's just strictly here to clean out your body or ascension, and then once your body is cleaned out, then you're still back into the realm of free choice, free will, free choice, and that allows you to make your own choice of what you want to do next. If you choose to go back into darkness, that's perfectly fine, because the light ship will not judge you. But it's here just to clean you out through the clearing. That's all that it can do for you. So hopefully you understand that, because some people think that the light ship is here to, you know, bring forth the archangels and everything else that people have been used to praying to connect to. That's all light of the darkness stuff. All the light ship is here to do is to clean out your body, to give you another perspective of light so that you can be able to choose again when you have the densities taken away from you. And that's all that it can do for you. And it's here for ascension. And that's basically it. So that makes sense to you, Anne? Anything that you may want to add to that?
Yeah, it makes, of course, makes a lot of sense, Ron, but I think it's so valuable and helpful for you to repeat that for all of us, especially those of us raised in religions, and then perhaps going into that New Age movement where you, you know, command angels, et cetera, to come to you to do a healing. But I was thinking that if you could talk a little bit more about when you say to command your spirit, to be sure you're heart-centered and your spirit is with you at the time, because if you're in your head, like I did myself, caught myself today, I was went for a walk, and I was saying silently in my head, I now increase my life force energy. And I caught it after a few times, but I realized, well, that is not me commanding my spirit if it's in my brain. Correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And so you want to be careful to be sure when you're commanding your spirit that you are connected to your spirit and that your spirit's in your body and that you're heart-centered, right?
Right, yeah, because so your spirit will only come to you, I want to say will only, that's the wrong phrase. Your spirit is with you all the time, but it will only be working for you when you're commanding it to do something for you. That's it. Otherwise, it lets you live your life. So you're not going to have your spirit always talking to you, because then it would be in judgment. It could help you out sometimes. You know, I'm probably, you know, 95% correct at this here. Sometimes your spirit could come to you when there's something really awful going on to kind of wake you up. Other than that, it's just along for the ride, and it's only with you to give you the spirit energy that it has in your creation. That's it. That's how you create. You create from light. So where do you find that light? It's not outside of yourself. You can't go to the light ship to get light. The light ship would see you and terminate you because it would see the darkness in you. It doesn't want darkness in its realm of light. And so your spirit is with you to bring forth its light into your manifestations. And that's why it's here. And that's how it is. And, and your spirit is not going to judge you. It's not going to say, hey, you know, you did this thing and it's wrong. No, it's going to just put its energy into it. It's you that's judging your creation. Light will never judge your creation. It can't do that. So if you think that you're using the light chip and you hear something come into your head and saying, oh, you did this wrong, you have to do it over again or ask for some more help, well, that's not the light. That's the darkness posing as light, which is what's been here all along anyway, because this is why you are all still living here on this planet. Because the darkness has overrun and taken you over, which is why, you know, you haven't did the ascension 2,000 years ago. That's basic fact and truth right there. So it's not that I'm trying to talk to you and, you know, make you feel awful and bad, you know, because I could say even further, well, you've been here for 100,000 years, so how many ascensions have you missed? Well, you missed, you know, a lot of them, 50 of them. Are you going to miss the 51st one? Hopefully not. And so that's kind of how you have to look at it. You're only here, number one, because somehow you got trapped here. Now, there are people that are here that are trapped here from maybe their alien ship got brought down. Maybe they were from light, knew about light, and all of a sudden they got shot down by other aliens, and now their spirit here is in other bodies, you know, each lifetime trying to get the heck out of here. And it goes, man, this place is bad. And the people, you know that who are more spirit connected because that's just the way it is. I know a lot of people that see me who that has happened to, and they go, this place is awful. Get me out of here, you know. Well, you have to do the clearings on your body to get out, and you have to connect to, you know, the energy that your spirit is connected to, along with doing the barcode, spirit barcode, to get out of here. Otherwise, the light can't find you. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And it's very sad that humanity here has been overrun and taken over by darkness, and that people do choose darkness to live their life. And remember, darkness gives you that emotional tendency of all this great stuff, and oh, it feels wonderful, and I get these thrills. So you go from happy to sad. That's all darkness energy. And that's in duality, and people sometimes just love that. People just love to have drama in their life and traumas. And they go, wow, you know, I like these ups and downs. But that's the darkness energy. And nothing's wrong with that, but you're not going to leave here. You're not going to get into light as you continuously go into the ups and downs of duality, because then you're buying into the wrong system. Remember, source energy is peace. So what we'll do is put you all in peace right now, and we'll drop you into your heart center. And again, we have to command your spirit. This you have to do out loud. I'll do it for you. But, you know, as you do it yourself, and I'd say do it as many times as you like in a day. And if you do it maybe half a dozen times, then you're going to find yourself maybe feeling a little spacey, because then you're in the now. And in the now, there's no time. And unfortunately, we're stuck in a dark side reality here, which runs on time. So So you have to run in a time-based reality, being in the moment, and that's a little more difficult. So get a day planner and keep track of the time and what you have to do each day. Otherwise, you may forget something. So here we go, everybody. We're going to take your spirit, command it to take your thoughts, and your spirit now is going to take your thoughts from the heart center and drop your thoughts into the heart where you can become peaceful. So in a sense, it like neutralizes your thoughts. Takes away the judgments out of them. So here we go, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So when I'll stop at 5, you can actually feel your thoughts in your throat. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And everybody think right now, and it may feel pretty strange. And here we go, we'll continue on here. Don't want to have your thoughts be in your throat because you may get throat cancer or something. Never thought about that, did you? So here we go. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now you should be peaceful. This is source energy. The best that you could have it, because your spirit is connected to source energy, that's how it was created. It cannot go back to source energy, only at ascension. Or unless we do, the special conference calls, or you're connected to doing a healing on the website. Other than that, you have it all with you. So back to you. And?
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. I certainly feel very relaxed after that. I was thinking while you were talking about the commanding your spirit part and, of course, being heart-centered, that in the past, if you were doing healing, any kind of healing or requesting that's outside of ourselves, for instance, let's say you wanted to know where should I move to, and what job should I take? In the past, what I might have done is prayed for help for that or called in a saint or an angel to give me information. But now I know to be heart-centered, and then I can trust my own decisions. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, and you're bringing forth more light energy, and the light energy will give you more opportunities in light to make that decision.
Right. So if you just always are going back to staying heart-centered, keeping your spirit in your body and your thoughts in your heart center, then you can be more relaxed in your life because you can trust that your decisions are going to be good ones.
Yes, and it's up to you also how you wish to take that information, because the light will not judge you even if you take one that's awful. The light's not going to say you should have taken this other decision. You just have more opportunities to have an experience. So that's the way the light works. Light gives you free will, free choice. Now, if you didn't have any clearings, then you're going to be bringing forth the judgments, the negativity, the duality on that subject matter that you're trying to be looking at. So naturally, you're going to be drawing light kind to you all the time because your decisions will be based on your past reality in time. When you're out of time and you're in source energy, that doesn't exist. That's why you have more opportunities and things open up more for you in that process, because you're not connected to a time-based reality. So if you don't clean yourself out by doing clearings, then all you can hope for at best is your best reality that you had in your lifetime of negativity.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Ron.
Joanne.
Okay. Thank you. So helpful and interesting. And during our discussion, someone did put on the fast chat, why do we have the option of joy and peace on the timeline crash healings? And she's asking because, you know, joy and peace are things that we think should be positive and good. And then is that because those are emotions of darkness, joy, but like not good joy and peace, but darkness, joy, and peace.
Is that it would be darkness, joy, and peace. So,
okay.
You know, you are running energies in duality, and, you know, what might be joy for you could be something that could be awful for somebody else. You know, it's kind of as if you had a bunch of people and you all put in $100, maybe there's 10 of you into a pot of, you know, into a pot, and one person won all that money. So you won $1,000 because everybody put in $100 into it. Well, maybe some people who put the $100 in, you know, that was their last $100 and they wanted to win $1,000. So even though you all enter into this situation hoping to win, the winner wins and the other nine people are losing. And are they happy at that point? Okay, maybe not. Maybe they feel awful, or maybe they hate you because you won the money. So for you, it's great, but to them, it's a bad experience. And that's the way duality is. Even though, you know, you may feel very happy on something, that's great, but what's the balancing part of that for you? So the higher you go up in duality on a joy, or we could say a positive note, then you will more than likely crash because you have to balance that energy out and go into a negative because you're always trying to seek peace. So you're a pendulum going back and forth, back and forth. And that's, you don't want to do that. You want to just be in peace automatically without going through the ups and downs of life. And that way you're in a neutral state. And then you can observe life rather than being a run by life. And you're not, you could be proactive in what you're doing, but the proactiveness may also bring you into duality. So it's a little difficult to talk about it, but all I can say is that everybody wants peace. And once you go through everything else out there, and you go through all the traumas and dramas and the anger and the fear, and the big thing here is probably both of those, anger and fear. And once you get out of that, then you want to find peace because, you know, you're worn out. And, you know, if you're lucky, you may find peace before you die. When you're dead, you will have peace. Then those programs don't work. But you have no way to experience it. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that is, thank you. Just so much wonderful information tonight, Ron. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Someone is saying, so relieved to have done the spirit barcode removal, and that is a wonderful healing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, for everyone. So look into that after you've done your emotional body clearing. Someone is saying that they have neighbors that obviously upset them, and it brings them out of their heart center help. And I just wanted to say that if you have not done the space clearing, because I had an issue when I was with my son this summer with neighbors, and I did the space clearing on his house, and everything shifted, and it felt much better, and they stopped doing the things they were doing. So that might help. Is it possible, Ron, to perhaps do a sample of that for people? Can we do how could you do a sample of a space clearing? Like maybe clear the room we're in?
Sure, yeah, I can clear your room. So here we go, everybody. So just think of a place in your room, an issue you need to think of. So we'll do the space to the right of you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, So that space alongside of you should be pretty neutralized, and it should feel like peace. So why don't you put your hand into it and just see how that peace feels?
Well, I've already done the space clearing. It was a few weeks ago now where I am now, but I really felt that, Ron. I can feel this lightness on the whole right side of the room I'm in.
Great.
That's amazing. Yeah, thank you. Now, if I know what I did, you know, was I did the space clearing, which I love, on my house that I was staying at the time. Could this person also do the space clearing for their neighbor? Just put that address in if it's really bad?
Well, you want to clean out your own space. I don't see why you couldn't do that. Yeah, I don't see any reason why you couldn't do your neighbor's place. But it's mainly designed for you.
Right. Oh, he's saying here, I did a space clearing for their apartment, but it doesn't last. Of course, the light, the space clearing is
in the
now.
Moment. Yeah,
exactly.
Everything's in the now. So, right. You know, you have to keep cleaning out the now to help yourself out.
And he's running the alien. Yeah, he's running the alien to light on the neighbor today. So that will probably
help. That's probably better than the space clearing.
Okay.
The space is only cleaning out the space. It's not, the person is still thinking and bringing energies forward, maybe causing you trouble. So, yeah, do the clearing that will help to clean him out. And then you may even want to pay for the emotional clearing for him. You know, that's the best way you can really help somebody is to do an emotional clearing on them, because then all of a sudden, within maybe, say, a week, they'll start feeling better, and they may not bug you as much. So I would always do the emotional clearing if you have a situation where somebody's really bothering you. And you may not even want to do it, may not want to waste the money on them. I have some people, they go, I don't want to clean my ex out, I don't. They took all my money, why should I spend money on them, Well, it's because if you're connected to them energetically and they're courting you, then you need to get out of that situation. And that's a good way, is to do that emotional clearing to help yourself out and to help them out. So that's one way to look at it. So it kind of goes along with the thing is, love your neighbor in a sense. But, it's more so how are they connected to you. If you do everything else and nothing works, then get a clue. You need to do a little more work on them so that you could at least be non-reactive, and they could be non-reactive to you. That's the whole process. So if they're reactive to you or vice versa, then clean out the person that is giving you the most amount of trouble, because they need it. Otherwise, you're going to be living your life, especially like in a divorce situation or something, they're with you. Hello. And how long? Long time. So do yourself a favor and clean them out. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes. Thank you so much. And I can understand, too, people thinking, I don't want to spend all that money on people I don't even like. But I did do several people that were in my life, and I'm glad that I did. Because I noticed a change in them, and I felt less courted by them and less negativity coming from them in general after that. So I found it very worth, I guess I've known you 5 or 6 years now, Ron, since I started doing the healings, and I, some of those people aren't even in my life anymore, so that was worth it alone.
Yeah.
And we have more emails and a lot of things to talk about, but it's already at 1:30 our hour, so perhaps we could make our visit to the light ship now. So I just want to remind everyone to pick one physical issue that they'd like the light beings to look at. And would you like to take requests this evening, Ron, for rooms to visit?
Yeah, why don't you just mention them as we do the clearing here, okay?
Okay.
So I'll do a few rooms, and then you can bring forth maybe 6 of them.
Sure. So
here we go, everybody. This only works live on the program that we're listening to right now. If you're listening to an archive, you feel the peace energy, which means definitely come on Saturday Night Live on the Lightship program so you can actually go to the Lightship. So here we go. Going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there. And here we go. Let's bring forth the energy for the hot tub room. And we're going to be in the golden gel. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, let's go into another room. And we'll go into the room that has the deer energies. And here comes the deer. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, we're going to go into another location. You have to request your healing, remember, because you have to find out something that's wrong with you that you want to have cleared. And remember, the light does not know anything about you. It doesn't see you as having anything wrong with you until you request the healing. So here we go. Let's go into the room that has the green energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location here, and we'll go into where the polar bears are. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a request, looks like, for the rainforest room. So here we go. Rainforest room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. We'll go into the room with the oxygen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into a room that has diamond energies. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into another room. And this one here looks like it's going to have the elephants. So here we go. Elephant room. And kind of watch out for your toes here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the dolphin room. Here we go. Seeing the dolphins. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into two more rooms here. We're going to one with the dogs, and here comes the dog energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Might feel a little pause on you. And next we'll go into the room with the cats. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship, and we're coming back down. And here we come down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Wow. Okay, Ron, as usual, that felt wonderful. And I really love when now that we know there's a cat in a dog room, because my cat loves it when we go to the light ship or even when you're just on the radio and the calls. And she really likes that. I think she sees some of her friends. Okay. We have a lot of questions, and I'm trying to think what to get back to. Someone asked on the fast chat, and this is a little bit connected to all the things we've been talking about tonight. How can you convince a person who's a born-again Christian that they're praying to the, you know, not a real, the real Jesus?
Well, you probably can't.
Right.
Oh, that's the whole thing. Remember, if it's outside of yourself, then that should be suspect. And how are you going to tell anybody that has been indoctrinated through hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes that this is something that they should not be doing? So there's no way that you could really, you know, change somebody's thinking or their reality, you know, because it's not going to do anything. All you're going to do is probably get them completely upset with you as you bring forth something that their whole consciousness and group of people that they're around and their whole church believes otherwise. So there's no way that you could really change their belief system. But all you could tell them is, you know, to do the mind to heart drop, and then also do the 2,000 year of darkness barcode release on them, and that may help them. But trying to convince them, no. They have to be able to understand what source energy is, and that nothing is outside of themselves that's going to fix them. So that's the whole process. It gets to be very complicated for some people and very confusing, and you may feel awful that they're doing something that's going to prevent them from having the ascension. But remember, that's their free choice. And the light doesn't judge anybody's free choice on whatever they choose, even if they choose darkness. So that's just the way it is. I don't know how else to really put it, you know, because that's the bottom line of why everybody's stuck here, because they made the wrong choice and didn't get into the present moment. You may possibly look for Bible phrases that might kind of go along with what our teachings are here about being in the moment, but still they can find something else to probably counteract that. So, you know, all you can do is walk away, Renee, and know that you're in a much better place than they are. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And the other thing I've learned in my years here is that people that are indoctrinated like that into, and that's not the only religion, if you'd call it that, but you'll just get yourself worked up, and then you're going out of your own heart center if you try too hard to think about what they're doing. I just say, oh, yeah, interesting, you know, and move on.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best thing. And we have two, well, we have a question about the New Earth transfer, Ron. This actually came in a while back, and we hadn't gotten to it. We've been talking about that a little bit on the shows, again, the New Earth transfer. And the question is, if I've done a clearing like the self-empowerment or the body jumpstart, and within it are several sections, do I need to put in each section separately, or do I just put the title of the clearing?
Just the title of the clearing.
Okay.
Just keep it very simple, and it'll work fine for you.
Okay, great. And our lovely moderator, who's always putting the information in to the fast chat there, always puts in things about the New Earth transfer. So if you're unaware of what that is, just go into Ron's site, creationlightship.com, and put in New Earth transfer, and it's free, and just enter all the healings that you've done, and they'll be held for you by the lightship. And we have another question about, let me just go back to the email. I opened up the page to answer the person. They want to, well, they basically want to know who are the ascended masters. Apparently someone she knew got a picture at one of the seminars you do, Ron, when you do the live ones in New York and California. And she was curious, so I just want to tell people that on Ron's website, you can search it, or you can go right to the left-hand side down near the bottom, and it says Divinely Activated Pictures under Personal Divine Activations. And each of these pictures is $10, and I'll tell you which ones Ron has available. Excuse me. And the purpose of this is so that you can connect to the true source energy of each of these beings. For instance, I immediately bought one from a being I knew I had previously been connecting to, that the dark version of that being. So I felt it was important for me to get this picture and have it activated by Creation Lightship. So he has Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Babaji, Buddha. You can buy a picture of the Creation Lightship insignia. You can buy a dolphin. There are three different pictures, four, really, of Jesus. Krishna, Lady Nada, the Creation Lightship being, Mary of Guadalupe, Melchizedek, the Blessed Mother, Mother Mary, Mount Shasta, Kuan Yin, three of Saint Germain, and one of Sanat Kumara. And they're all lovely actual pictures, and then you would have, I have three of them in my home, and the energy from Creation Lightship is with them. Ron activates a picture for you. And my suggestion would be if you had a relationship with Jesus and now realize, for instance, Jesus, that it was not really Jesus, but a dark version of Jesus, that would be the picture for you. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, the pictures will bring in the spirit energy, which is still going to be a non-judgmental energy. Yeah, but it's, some people like just to have them because they've been around for a long time, and you can bring in the peace energy of that being into your house. They should all be about the same as far as the way you're perceiving it. But that's what they're for. So some people like to have a picture up just to, you know, radiate in their room a peace. So you have a way to radiate that peace energy into your room from, say, one of these particular religious icons, if you wish.
Right.
And the beings that we have there were ones that were here once upon a time, and then they left, and the energy left, and this is the way to get the energy back into your room for the peace energy. So that's what it's for. You can't pray to them. They won't listen to you, but they will just radiate peace. So you have a peaceful picture. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And boy, that's something that I really recommend. I really enjoy having them. And we did a lot of driving this summer, and I kept one of them in the car in the front seat with me. And it felt really good just to have that energy there coming through the picture. Okay. The Creation Lightship. The TLC, and I guess they mean Creation Lightship, has the God energy cleared. Would that help? I'm not sure what he means there. Is it possible for you to do a quick, clearing of us of maybe a God energy or something that we formerly connected to, Ron?
Yeah, let's take one of the Eastern Indian deities, okay? A lot of people have worshipped them or have done something like that. So here we go. So just pick one that you would like to have released. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. You might feel the energy leave you now. The energetic cordings, the hooks that this thing has brought to you. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another one that people have used a lot is Archangel Michael, very, very popular with a lot of people. So let's get rid of that negative energy from the light of the darkness that's connected to you. Remember, that they'll bring forth these beings thinking that you have light with you. And from there, you're energetically corded and connected to darkness through this particular being, even though they tend to tell you that this is light and it's there to protect you with that sword. So here we go, Archangel Michael, having it released from you, the one from the light of the darkness. So here we go, which should probably be all the ones on the planet here that people pray to or connect to that's out there. Unless the light ship is charged it up like we do, it will be light of the darkness that you have. So here we go. One, two, releasing the energy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And you might actually feel energies leaving your body now, all these energetic cordings. And one, two, three, oh, pretty rough. Four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I guess some of us really needed those clearings that you did for us. Thank you very much. I just wanted to finish up about the person that sent the email about the divinely activated pictures. They wanted actually a picture of a Merkaba. Do you have a picture of a Merkaba?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh.
Oh, you do? Okay. I did not see that on the list. And all of these pictures are $10, and you can always send Ron a check if you don't want to pay for
PayPal. The Merkaba is $15. All the rest
are 10. Okay, thank you, Ron. I did not know that, so I'm glad I asked. Wow, okay. Thank you so much, Ron. All these wonderful healings tonight. We said at the beginning of the show we were going to talk about clones again, and we never really got too much into the clones tonight, but we do have a question here. When Ron says clones have no body energy, does that mean clones have no aura?
Typically, that would be correct.
Interesting.
It's possible that they might bring forth something. The dark side may do something to make them look like they fit in, but I haven't seen it yet. So I would say probably as of today, I have not seen an auric field around a clone body. You know, not that it couldn't change. Remember, the dark side is in control of time. So if they wanted to change time and somehow bring in an auric field around one of their creations, they could probably do that, but there's still no body energy. And you could probably even just feel that if you're just a little sensitive. You know, you don't have to be a whole lot or being, you know, very psychic or whatever, intuitive. Just walk through, you know, maybe get a shopping cart and just go through a store, you know, a grocery store. And as you walk by and pass people, you're going to notice that they don't feel like they're human, which they're not. And you're going to find a few that will. And you can just do that yourself and go, uh-oh. And they may be your best friend, you know, that you've seen, you know, every time you go to the grocery store, you know. Remember, people only get abducted because they don't know about light and they've been running too many programs and maybe praying outside of themselves too much, and they're hooked up. I think the saddest thing that's out there, you know, as we talk about this here, is when somebody's awake and they know what we're talking about, and maybe their parents, you know, don't even get a clue of what's going on. And, you know, what do they do about this? Well, you can't ever try to convince somebody because their belief system is very strong and it's worked for their whole life, plus all of their other past lives. That's why they're here. And maybe you have a chance to break away from their religious indoctrination and their thoughts, because their thoughts are in you and you're able to see more of the truth than they are. What can you do for them? Probably not much, you know. So that's how you have to look at it, and that's sad but true. And I don't know what else to really say, but all you can do is be in your heart center, just keep doing the mind a heart drop. You can't save anybody out there. You know, you can do some clearings, like I mentioned, do the 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing on them, maybe do the Clone to Light, but you know, other than that, save yourself, you know. Don't go out there and try to throw people light preservers, you know, and talk to them about the light chip a lot, because you're going to probably have enemies. They may cord you, you know, tremendously. And the main thing, take that time and work on yourself, you know. That's the whole thing. Clean out yourself more. And the people may see you as being different. And with that, you know, you may be able to say, hey, I've been doing these clearings. I am different, you know. And they may say, okay, well, I want to do it because you did it. You know, I don't believe what it is, but can you do it for me? Because you seem to be peaceful and I'm not. And you may look younger, have less wrinkles, you know, and you may actually have a physical healing, you know. And so all of a sudden, they wonder what happened to you. So by your example, you can maybe help people. But trying to hit them over the head and tell them everything else about this year, chances are it's not going to work. And just know that where they are is perfectly fine. And, you know, they're living their life according to their belief. And that's their belief system. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Again, I would emphasize that if you try to get into too much of a discussion with certain people that are very rigid, you run the risk yourself of getting out of your heart center and becoming frustrated because you're trying to make your point.
And you may get contaminated, too, by their energy. Maybe they'll see you and say, oh, boy, you know, Tom out here is telling me about this energy here, and it's really strange, and it's not in the Bible, you know, although it is, but, you know, it doesn't go along with our belief system. And now we're going to get our prayer circle with 500 people on you, and we're going to be praying because you're a sinner. You don't want that. So that's kind of how you have to look at this stuff. Just, you know, do what you do and know that, yep, they're lost, okay? And it's sad, but that's the way it is. So just get yourself cleaned out and do the clearing so that you're able to have a nice representation of yourself and live life and be in peace. And your example may bring them around.
Right. You could even have someone ask you, do you have a spiritual practice? Because you seem like a very peaceful person. And then that would be someone that you could give some information to, possibly.
Yep, so the whole thing is, how are you doing? You know, if you do that emotional clearing, they're going to say, man, this guy or you, you know, lady or man, you know, you used to have your buttons pushed all the time, and now you don't. What did you do? Now you can tell them, I did what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. I had a clearing to get rid of the judgments that was stored inside of me, put into me by my parents and ancestors. And then they go, oh, wow, what's this, you know? And that's kind of the way to look at it. So that's what the clearings are for, is to help you live a better life. Then you're at free choice to do what you would like to do. And that free choice allows you to do anything. And, you know, naturally you have to live by the rules of society, but you're at free choice to be who you want to be. And you can live in peace. That's the whole thing, is to get into the peace energy. So you want to be in peace. That's the whole thing. And the peace is going to help you.
Well, Ron, wow, so much good information. And I know you talked even last night about the not judging and free will, and it's wonderful to just keep hearing that over and over. But unfortunately, we're getting near the end of our show now. So is there anything you want to say before we close for tonight?
Go to the Mind to Heart Drop again and teach your friends the Mind to Heart Drop. You know, say, hey, this works really well. Try it out, you know. And it doesn't matter what they believe, it works. Remember, the light, you know, will always work through and supersede all belief systems. So that's how you have to look at it, because the light is here to bring forth life so it energizes and works through your spirit. So here we go. So we're going to command your spirit again to drop your thoughts that you have into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, only because it's just a way of doing it and people can kind of understand it and feel the energy moving. If you want to do it yourself and you're used to doing it for about a week, you could just say probably 1, 2 and you'd be in your heart. But I do it longer so that the newbies can feel it, and some people actually like to count to 10. So here we go, backwards. So dropping down like an elevator, taking the thoughts, your spirit's going to take them and put them into your heart to make you peaceful. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so blessings and have a wonderful evening. And next Saturday, we'll go to the Lightship and have our birthday party for people born in December.
Right.
So, thank you, Ann.
You're welcome, Ron. It was a wonderful show. Thank you. Yes, and our next show will be Monday on BBS at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So I hope you'll all be listening then, and have a great rest of the weekend. Thank you. Bye, all.